as an introduction to the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, we have a stira between two Mishnayos. Our Mishnah at the beginning of Elul Naris on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph establishes that in the cases of Ones Umafata, even if she was a psula, let's say even if she was chayve krisus, because we're not holding like Rav Nechunya ben Akana, the Mishnah establishes that you pay knas. So we'll give one example. Haba alachoso. You pay knas. Now the Mishnah in Masechta Makis says that haba alachoso gets malchus. Now, let's assume, before Reish Lakish comes along, that's either or. Either you get Malkus or you pay the Knas. We can't impose both punishments.
You would say at the very beginning, in Omus Mefata, even if she is a... sounded like you said a Besula, but that doesn't make sense. She can't be a Besula if she's not...
Right, so it's got to be Mina Erison. In other words, we're not talking about Nisuin, we're talking about Erison. Okay then? And she's still a besula, and he pays knas. That's according to our Mishnah. The Mishnah in Makis says that she gets malchus, and he, the boel, of course, gets malchus. So that's the Mishnah called Elu Hein Halokin, which is the beginning of the third parak of Masechta Makis, and on that list we have an identical list of all the Chayvei Krisus that we find here in our Mishnah. So what is it going to be? If he was Ma'anes Achoso, is he going to pay the Knas or is he going to get Malkus? So on that we have a Machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish Shita, if you want to see it inside, appears here on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and he says, "Hamani Rabbi Meir he." That's the Shita of Reish Lakish, meaning our Mishnah can be reconciled with the Mishnah in Makis if we assume that you get both punishments. Our Mishnah is focused on the punishment of Knas. The Mishnah in Makis is focused on the punishment of Malkus, but in truth you get both. How can you get both? Says Reish Lakish, that's a unique shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir appears in a Mishnah in Makis, and he holds Loke Umashalim, that you get both Malkus and Mammon. And now there's no stira between the two Mishnayos. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, refuses to introduce Rabbi Meir into the picture. And he says the difference between our Mishnah in Elul Naris and the Mishnah in Makis is that the Mishnah in Makis is discussing a case where there was Asra. And since there was Asra, therefore you get Malkus. Our Mishnah in Elul Naris is talking about a case where there was no Asra. And if he was Ma'ani Sachosa without Asra, there's no Malkus, and therefore you pay the Knas. Having said that, let's look at the Gemara that we want to study for today on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. And the Gemara says, Bishleim Rab Yochanan, how many lines up is it from the bottom? We said about 12 lines up. Bishleim Rab Yochanan Lo Amar Kirish Lakish. I understand why Rabbi Yochanan refuses to accept Reish Lakish to call Mukim Le Kirabonon, because Rabbi Yochanan is not excited about introducing Rabbi Meir, who's a Das Yochid, into the picture. He'd rather assume that our Mishnayos, whether it's here or there, reflect the Shita of the Chachamim of Rabbi Meir, right? Rabim the Yochid Alocha Kirabim. And we assume that there's a principle called Kidei Rishasa, which means that you only get Malkus or Mammon, or the other way around, Mammon or Malkus, but you don't get both. It's Rabbi Meir, the unique Das Yochid, that reflects a double punishment. So therefore, if Rabbi Yochanan is in a bind, how do we reconcile this stira according to the Chacham? He's going to simply say that our Mishnah, the beginning of the third parak of Ksubas, is addressing a case where there was no Asra. If there's no Asra, there's no Malkus, and if there's no Malkus, there's Knas. The Mishnah in Masechta Malkus is talking about a scenario in which there was a Hasra, and if there was Hasra, he gets Malkus. If there's Malkus, there's no Knas. But the Gemara says, "Al Reish Lakish, my time below Amar Rab Yochanan." What would Reish Lakish find unsatisfying with Rab Yochanan? Why not just simply say that the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak is talking about there was no Hasra? The Mishnah in Markus is talking about a case where there was Hasra, and we can reconcile the Mishnayos even according to the Rabbanu without introducing a Das Yochid, which is Docha Gadol. That's the Gemara's Pella.
So it would have been Hasra and Lan Hasra made the difference.
Pashtus, the Gemara thinks at this point, before the breakthrough that we're about to learn, that it makes no that the only difference between whether you get Malkus or you don't get Malkus is Hasra. Okay. And the Nafkamina is going to be, what about paying Mammon? In this case, paying the Knas of Onus and Mefata. The answer is all depends upon whether it was Malkus. And whether it was Malkus would depend upon whether it was Hasra. So why didn't you say that whenever the Mishnah says Yochayv Mammon, it means there was no Hasra, and therefore there was no Malkus. Whenever the Mishnah says you get Malkus, there's no Mammon. That's exactly Rabbi Yochanan's reconciliation. What did Reish Lakish find objectionable about Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Mishnayos? Ela Reish Lakish Amar Lecha, he's going to tell you the following. And this is the major breakthrough. Kevan de ilu asru behu patur. In the case of Baal Achoso, had there been a hasra, he would be patur, meaning he would not pay the knas because he would get malchus. Is kilo asru be nami patur. Even in a case where there was no asra and there's no malchus, he still doesn't pay the knas. And this is the famous principle called Chayve Malkios Shogigin. What do I mean by Shogigin? In the absence of Asra, we classify the criminal as a Shogig. It's unintentional, because the whole purpose of the Hasra is Lahavkin Ben Shogig Umezid, to clarify and establish that he's Umezid. In the absence of Asra, we're going to assume he was a Shogig. No, if he's a Shogig, there's no Malkus. If there's no Malkus, then let him pay the Knas. And the answer is, says Reish Lakish, no. We look at the Chiyuv Malkus not from the perspective of will he get the lashes, because there was Asra. No, from the perspective of the Avera per se. He violated an Avera, which had there been Asra, would generate Malkus. Therefore, he doesn't pay the Mammon.
So it's in the realm of Malkus,
right?
Therefore, Mammon is
in the theoretical sense, right? Yeah. It's an Avera Hanitenes LaMalkus, and if we classify the Avera as an Avera Dika Malkus, a Malkus Dika Avera, then there's no Tashlume Mammon. That's the major breakthrough of Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish's hands are tied. He could not possibly accept Rabbi Yochanan, because even if you're going to tell me that our Mishnah at the beginning of the third Perek is talking about a case where there was no Hasra, nevertheless, he would still, I'm sorry, even if you would assume, just one second, that in our Mishnah is talking about a case where there was no Asra, he would still be Potter. He would still be Potter from the Knas. Why? Because had there been Asra, he would be getting Malkus. Okay. The Azdu L'Tamayu. And this, in fact, is an old machlokus. Now, if you take a look in the Mesoras HaShas, he tells you that this is a grafted sugya from Chulin Pei Aleph Amid Beis. Dechi Asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Omar, he transmitted the following record. Chayve Misos Shogigin, Vechayve Malkus Shogigin. Now, instead of a Dover Acher, just to make life easy for ourselves, I'm going to plug in V'chiyuv Mammon. That's called Dover Acher in the Lashon HaShas. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Chayav. He has to pay Mammon. Why? Because he was a shogeg. And if he was a shogeg, Bezdin is not going to mete out the punishment. Reish Lakish Omer, no, forget about Bezdin. Forget about whether there'll be a punishment befall in actuality. Let's look at the Aver itself. Potter. And we apply the principle of Kim Leib the Rabine even in a case of shogeg.
There's no punishment at all.
No punishment at all. Why? Because since the Avera per se is an Avera Shesh Ba Malkus, that's enough to knock off
the Mammon.
The Mammon. And as far as Malkus is concerning, there was no Asra. And we're talking about a case of a Shogeg. Hence, there's no Malkus.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yochanan Machayev, the Holo Asrabe. If there was no Asra, then let him pay the Mammon. We're not punishing him with Malkus if there was no Asra. So in the absence of Asra, let him pay the Mammon. And by the way, as we discussed at great length, there's no tour of Shogeg with regard to Mammon, because with regard to Nezikin and the like, it's Adam Mu'ud Li'olam. Reish Lakish Amar Patur, Kave Hante Ilu Asrube Patur, Kilo Asrube Nami Patur. Since he had there been a Asra, he would be Patur from Mammon. Then even if there was no Asra, he's going to be Patur from Mammon. Let's look at the Mais Avera per se. This Mais Avera, under certain circumstances, would certainly knock off the Chiyuv Mammon. That's if there was Asra. Then let's go a step further and say the Avera per se, even when we're not meeting out the punishment because he was a shogeg, not a mason, that's going to patter him up from Mammon. You know my famous story about the fellow's going out on his first date. So he says to the shatkin, to what should I talk about? So she says to him, talk about the three F's, write it down: family, food, and philosophy. So he gets to the date, he looks down and he sees family. He says, do you have a brother? She says, no, I have no brother. Food. Do you like spaghetti? She says, I don't like spaghetti. Philosophy. If you had a brother, would he like spaghetti? So that's it. If he had Asra, would he be potter from Mammon? So Reish Lakish says that if the answer is he'd be potter from Mammon because he'd be Chayav Malkus, then even in the absence of Asra, where we won't beat out Malkus, he's going to be potter from Mammon. That's the transmission here from Dimi. In the name of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Now notice, please, that there's a double machlokas here between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Number one, the case of Chayvei Malkus Shogegin, and that's our sugya here. But there's also a machlokas as far as Chayvei Misa Shogegin.
We had this. We had this theme before in Kim Levid Rabbanine. If you're in the realm of a chayvei mito, then there's one opinion that you apply kim le b'drabba mineh even if you can't carry out the mito.
Right.
You had this.
Right.
Rav Ashi?
I don't think it's Rav Ashi. I think it's Tadav Bechizkiya, which we're going to get to right now on Daf Lamed Hey, I think.
Okay. I mean, we talked about this.
Definitely we talked about it. So the Gemara says, Eisvei Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan. The Pasuk says, V'lo yason anoshi anesh. Okay, now here, at this point in the sugya, we have an issue of how to learn the Pasuk. Because it seems like the Torah is saying, in the case that there's a brawl, right, between two men, and one of them accidentally hits a woman instead of hitting the antagonist that he's fighting with, and she's pregnant and she loses the vlados, so the Torah says that if she dies, that's the way Reish Lakish interprets the pasuk, then lo ye onish, that he doesn't have to pay for the loss of the vlados.
Because he's Chayav Misa.
Oh. But keep in mind that the Torah is talking about a case where she died. If she didn't die, then he pays for the vlados. Now, my love, Ason Mamish. Let's take a look at Rashi on the top of Lamed Hayom and Aleph. Ason Mamish, Im lo mesa, right? In, right, the Torah says. Yeah. Mesa means mesa isha, right? So if she doesn't die, then the Torah says, Im lo yason anoshe anesh. Hanoyev bidme vlodos. Ha mesa, if she dies, lo yanesh. The Torah doesn't add any qualifications or any limitations. It's mashma that if she dies, then he doesn't pay the damages for the dmei velados. It would seem from the fact that the Torah doesn't qualify that it's afilu lo hisrubo. It doesn't matter one iota whether he received asra or he didn't receive asra. V'kash l'Rabbi Yochanan. Now that's one particular version or transmission. Ika diamri, others say, Esve Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan had a different understanding of the pasuk v'lo yason. Based on his understanding, he asked the kasha on Reish Lakish. V'lo yason anoshe onish. My lav din ason. The word ason here should not be referring to the woman who got killed, but rather to the man who killed her. And that's called din ason. And the Torah is telling us that if there's no din ason on the nogev, the person who gave who gave the makah, then anoshei onesh, then he pays the dmei vlados. And that's against Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish would say that even if he doesn't have a din visa, since he killed her, therefore there's no chiyuv mama, because chayvei misa's shogegin is patur. Omar Rava, umi kolamad the omar chayvei misa's shogegin chayovim, could it be that Rabbi Yochanan, based on this transmission of Rav Dimi, denies the principle of Debei Chizkiya? V'atana Debei Chizkiya Maka Odomu Maka Behema Ma Maka Behema Lo Chilatabo Bein Shogei Bein Meizim Bein Miskavim Le'eno Miskavim Bein Derech Yerida Bein Derech Lid Lefocho Momen Lechaiva Momen Is Af Maka Odom Lo Techalik Bo Bein Shogei Gu Bein Meizim Bein Miskavim Le'eno Miskavim Bein Derech Yerida Bein Derech Aliyo Lechaiva Momen El Lefocho Momen. So it means that if we assume that Rabbi Yochanan would accept Tana Dei Chizkiya, the Gemara had a Kabbalah Azah that Tana Dei Chizkiya was universally accepted, nobody denies Tana Dei Chizkiya, it comes out that in a case of Ritzicha, of which is called Maka Adam, the Torah says that you're always potter. Just like the Torah says in Maka Behema you're always Chayim, so too in Maka Adam you're always potter. And it matters not whether you killed somebody b'shogeg or b'mezid. That's called Maka Adam. You're always going to be potter. So now the Gemara substitutes a different transmission of the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, not that of Rav Dimi, but rather that of Ravin. Elakiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Omar, he said, Chayvei Misa Shogin Kuliyamo Lo Pligi De Peturin. Based on Tana Dei Chizkiya, we conclude that even Rabbi Yochanan admits that in the case of Chayvei Misos, even though you're a Shogeg, and Bezin's not going to mete out any punishment, there's no condemning the murderer for death, nevertheless, he's potter from Tashlumei Mamon. Which means that Rabbi Yochanan accepts this principle that we look at the Avera theoretically, and we say that had there been a Hasra, and had it been Bemezin, he would have been killed for that. It's a capital crime. Therefore, he doesn't pay Mamon, even in a case of a Shogeg. But rather keep Pligi in the correct transmission of the Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokes going to Ravin, it's only Bechayve Malkios Shogegin V'Dover Acher. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayov. Why? Because take a look at the pasuk. The pasuk is referring to a case of Misa, right? And Chayvei Misos Ishkush. When the Torah says Makeh Behema Makeh Adam, it's referring to a case of a chiyuv misa. The Torah is explicitly addressing a murder case. A murder case is a chiyuv misa. And here's where the Torah says that even though you're a shogeg, right, then we have a hekesh to makah behema, that just like a makah behema, you're chayev in the case of a shogeg, so to a makah olam, you're potter in the case of a shogeg. And that's the nature of the hekesh. So the hekesh is only within the limits of makah. Makah means a chiyuv misa, because you're a murderer. Chayve Malkius Lois, because we don't find a hekesh between Chayve Malkius and Makah Behema. So the entire enterprise of the hekesh of Chizkiah is limited to a case of Chayve Misa, so it doesn't apply to Chayve Malkius. Reish Lokesh Amar Potur, Beferish Ripsa Torah Chayve Malkius Ke Chayve Krisus, which means that we have some sort of a Gzeirah Shava, and that's going to teach us that the laws that apply to Chayvei Misos, those regulations, apply even to Chayvei Malkius. And just like you admit to me, Rabbi Yochanan, that in Chayvei Misos, he's potur, even in the case of a shogeg, so too in Chayvei Malkius, by virtue of this Gezeirah Shava, he's going to be potur, even though he was a shogeg. Where is this Gezeirah Shava? So on that we have machlokas between Abaye and Rav. Heichan Rivsa Torah, Omar Abaye Asya, Rasha, Rasha. So it means that according to Abaye, we're going to take two psukim. One is Achiv Misa, and the other is Achiv Malkus. The word that's common to both of these two psukim is Rasha. So for example, in regard to a Achiv Misa, the Torah says, Lo Sikhu Kofra Lenefesh Rotzech Asher Hu Rasha Lomus. In the case of Chavi Malkius in Parshas Ki Tetzi, it says, Vahaya in Ben Hakos Ha Rasha, Vipilo HaShofet Viko. And Rav Amar Asya Make Make. The Gemara is going to have a whole long discussion about where this word Make appears twice, and how we can derive some sort of Gzeirah Shava that would expand us beyond the case of a Chiyuv Misa, and that's called Makah Makah. So this is the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey. Let's just summarize the final conclusion of the Gemara is that in Chayvei Misos Shogigin, everybody agrees that he's Potter from Tashlum and even Rabbi Yochanan. And that's based on Tana Bei Chizkia. But in Chayvei Malkius Shogin, we have machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, even in the case of Chayvei Malkius Shogin, Potter min HaTashlumin. And therefore, in our mission at the beginning of Masech, of Perek Elu Naris, when it says that he's Chayv Tashlumin, that could only be according to Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yochanan holds no, that in Chayvei Malkius, we don't have an equation between Chayvei Malkius and Chayvei Misa. In Chayvei Malkius, he's not going to be Potter for Tashlumin in the case of Shogeg.
So in
Chayvei
Malkius, Shogegin, Rabbi Yochanan holds
that you pay.
And
Reish Lakish says you don't pay. So Rabbi Yochanan has now a very easy way of explaining why the Ma'anis pays Knas at the beginning of Elu Naris, even in the case of Baal HaChoso. The answer is because he's a shogeg. There was no Asra. And if he's a shogeg, then he pays the Knas. But Reish Lakish is in a bind here, because Reish Lakish Lishitaso would say that even in the case of Shogeg in Chayvei Malkius, you don't pay Knas. Mm-hmm. So why does the Mishnah say you pay Knas? And that forces Reish Lakish into a corner. We have to introduce Rabbi Meir Shita. Now the beginning of this Tosus, Diva Maskel Rava Omar, he refers us to a sugya on Daf Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph. So let's take a moment, without losing our place here on Daf Lamed Hey, and we'll fast forward to Daf Lamed Zayin. Now, you'll count up from the bottom of the Amud, approximately eight lines, let's just
Shenemar.
See. Shenemar, right? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, right? Eight and a half lines. And the Mishnah establishes that in the case of Ba'al Bito, if a man is Ma'anis his own daughter, which that's a capital crime, he's Chayv Misa, then he doesn't pay the Knas. And the Mishnah derives this from a pasuk, V'lo yasona noshi anesh. So the Gemara asks the following question, V'hami hachanafka? Is the source for chayve misos, p'turim min atashlumin, the pasuk lo yason, may hasam nafka? Why do you have to learn it from there? Why not derive it from a pasuk? If I'm not mistaken, this is in Parshas Ki Teitze. Just double check me on that. And the pasuk says kidei rishoso. Now the word rishoso is in singular. Mishum rishachas atomachayvo v'yatomachayv mishum shtei rishoyos. And the Gemara is assuming now that even though the context of that pasuk is malchus, but we should derive misa from malchus, and we don't need the pasuk of lo yason on oshi anesh. And the Gemara concludes that we need both psukim, chadam misa umamon, chadam malchus umamon. Now the Gemara goes through a whole logical analysis of the tricha. So why do we need kimle v'ravine in both the cases of misa and malchus? Utzricha diashmina misa umamon. If we only had the pasuk lo yason. Mishum the ikud ibud nisham. You know, we have such a terrible situation which we're taking a person's life. There's no need to impose upon him a second punishment and tag on a chiv mama. It's batal. It's like it's like taking a candle to a major bonfire. Aval malchus umama di. The punishment is not so severe. Maybe we could double up and the Torah is going to be more harsh and give him both Malchus and Mom. V'yashmin and Malchus u'mama mishum delo chamer yisurei. Right, he only violated a classic lav, a run-of-the-mill rank-and-file lav. And therefore, we're going to exempt him, we're going to have compassion on him as far as the chiv moment is concerned. Aval misu mama, where he violated the ultimate Avera, a criminal act that generates a chiv misa, is chamer yisuro v'ema emolo. I might think that in this case he has to pay the moment as well because he was guilty of the most severe violation. So, summarizing the sugya of Lamed Zayin, the Gemara establishes that we need two psukim, one for misa umamon and the other for malchus umamon. So now Tosfos back on Daf Lamed Hei is going to ask the obvious question. Why is the Gemara here in Reish Lakish regarding Chayvei Malkiyos Shogigin require a Gzeirah Shava to equate Chayvei Malkiyos with Chayvei Misa when the Gemara here on Daf Lamed Zayin says that we have two Psukim? Or let's say it the other way around. I would rather reformulate the question. When we compare these two sugyas, Lamed Hei and Lamed Zayin, we should ask the following question: why does Gemara Lamed Zayin require a double limud, two yalfusas, one yalfusa we need for Momen Umalkis and the other for Momen Umisa? Why do we have to do so? We have a Gzeirah Shava. The Gzeirah Shava, according to Reish Lakish, equates Chayve Misos and Chayve Malkis. And since we know that in the case of Chayve Malkis, let's go in that direction for the time being. The Torah says Kedei Rishoso. So that principle that you don't give two punishments is going to apply to Chayve Misa as well by virtue of this Gzeirah Shava. Because from this Gzeirah Shava, Reish Lakish derives the conclusion that in Chayvei Malkiyos Shogigin, Patur Min HaTashlum, we apply the principle of Kimlei B'Rabbinei. So we see that the principles of Kimlei B'Rabbinei in both in the Chi of Misa and the Chi of Mammon are equal. I'm sorry, in the case of the Chi of Misa and the Chi of Malkiyos are equal. And that's what Reish Lakish derives from the Gzeirah Shava. If that be the case, why do I need two psukim, Ason and Kedei Rishoso, to establish Kim Levi the Rabbani, both in the case of Chi of Misa and the case of Chi of Malkus? We've already equated Chi of Misa and Chi of Malkus as far as Kim Levi the Rabbani according to Reish Lakish because we have the Gzeirah Shava. Let's see it inside. Tema, L'rava de lesley hachigzer shav de rasha rasha v'chein Rav Yochanan ulakamon nami matzuchin and chad krol misa umaman v'chad l'malkus umaman is loyal fina and malkus mi maman mi misa umaman v'gzer shav de rasha rasha. Why don't we derive this equation between malkus and misa from the gzer shav of rasha rasha? Wow, this is a very, very profound question here. Let's go over it one more time just to make sure we have the mathematics. Tosis is asking, in the light of the sugya here on Daf Lamed Hei of Reish Lakish, that we have a gzeira shava to equate chayve misos and chayve malkis, and the nafkamina here on Daf Lamed Hei is going to be the case of shogeg, whether the shogeg is enough to knock off the tashlume mamon, and we're going to say, well, let's derive from the chiyuv the shogeg in the case of chiyuv misa, that just like the shogeg in the chiyuv misa knocks off mamon, so too shogeg in the chiyuv malkus should knock off mamon. That's reish lakish, and we derive that from gzeirah shava that equates chayve misos and chayve malkios. Once we have that gzeirah shava, then we don't understand the sugya on Daf Lamed Zayin, because the sugya on Daf Lamed Zayin establishes that I need two psukim for Kimlei D'Rabbinei. I need V'lo Yason for the case of Misa and Mamon, and I need Kedei Rishas for the case of Malkus and Mamon. Why do I need two psukim when I have Gzeira Shava? That's the kasha of Tosfos. So what I'd like to learn with you now, if we put this a little bit on the side for a moment, is Mishkanos HaRoim on page Shin Tzadi Zayin. So we'll see how far we can get here. What my goal would be is if we could learn at minimum Tuf Kuf Pei Beis, or at least part of that, and then fast forward to Tuf Kuf Pei Gimel.
Tuf Kuf Pei Beis is on Shin Tzadi Vav.
Tuf Kuf Pei Beis? Oh, it appears twice? That's interesting. I have it on Shin Tzadi Zayin.
Oh, no, I've got it.
Yeah, you have it now?
Okay.
So first he quotes the Gemara here on Daf Lamed Hei and Aleph, and then he goes on to quote a Rashba. Again, the Rashba is in Shita Mekubetzes. So he says the fine. The Chayve Misa Shogigin Pturin Mi Mamon, and that's according to everyone, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. And what about Chayve Misos Shogigin and Malkus? You see, we've been juggling around the pieces of the puzzle and all the different variables, all the different cases. We spoke about Misa and Mamon, we spoke about Malkus and Mamon. What about the case of Misa and Malkus? What if there was an overlap between a Chiv Misa and a Chiv Malkus? Kigon, the Asrube al Malkus v'lo Asrube Aktola. How could he be a Shogeg vis-a-vis this Avera of a Chiv Misa, of a capital crime, and yet he's considered a Shogeg as far as the Chiv Malkus is concerned? That's pretty odd. And the answer is Hasra. They gave him Hasra for Malkus, and they didn't give him Hasra for Misa. So as far as Misa is concerned, he's called a Shogeg. As far as the Chi of Malkus is concerned, he's amazing. Is the Rabbi Yochanan, what would be the final conclusion here in this particular scenario? According to Rabbi Yochanan, Chai of Malkus. Says the Rashba, he would get Malkus because he had Asra for Malkus. Ah, you'll ask me, it's a case of Chayve Miso Shogigin. And he says the following, I have a raya to this conclusion based on a sugya in Chulin. Now, even before we see the sugya in Chulin, let's just think about the Rashba's conclusion on a logical basis. You know what I mean? Just conceptually. the Rashba is making a distinction between Misa Mamon and Misa and Malkus. In Misa and Mamon, even though he's a shogeg, he's going to be potter. But in Misa and Malkus, even though he's a shogeg vis-a-vis the Misa, he's going to be chayav Malkus. Very difficult to... Even before we see the proofs, maybe the Rashba will successfully convince us that his conclusion is correct, but logically, in a pure svara, it doesn't seem to make much sense, because we're saying that a chiv misa is enough to potter you up through kimle, even though you're a shogeg, and nobody questions that. So why shouldn't that same power that's inherent in a chayve misa undermine the chiv malchus? Why dafka the chiv mama and not the chiv malchus? I mean, there is a point in the Gemara that the Gemara raises its eyebrows with a strange svara that maybe the Malkus is the beginning of Misa, but the Gemara rejects that.
They're both corporal punishments.
Yeah, right. So one could say that it's all one and the same. You know,
it's a continuum.
It's a continuum.
It starts with Malkus and ends with Misa.
Right, but the problem is that we're talking about a case of shogeg, so he's not, as far as Misa is concerned,
the
Misa
is there.
Right, we're not going to get there. So obviously, in the case of Misa, when he was a shogeg, and Bez is not implementing a capital punishment, it must be because the Avera per se. In other words, the Kimleib of the Rabbin in the case of Chizkiah, which Rabbi Yochanan accepts as Chayvi Misa shogeg, is based on the Avera. We classify the Avera. And the Aver is an Aver Sheesh Bar Misa. We're not implementing the Chiyuv Misa before. That's not relevant. All that's relevant is that the action itself, if there would have been Asra, would have generated Misa. And here's where Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish. So if that be the case, why not say the following? You're looking at the Chiyuv Misa from an abstract perspective, not from the implementation perspective, and therefore chayvei misa shogeg p'turim min hatashlum. Why not say the same thing as far as Malkus is concerned? If you have a chayvei misa shogeg, that should have the power to knock off the Malkus. Mm-hmm. You'll tell me, but we're not actually implementing the chayvei misa. It doesn't matter because we're holding now like Chizkiah that it's the theoretical question. The nature of the aver is such that it would, on the normal, if the conditions were met, it would generate a chayvei misa. So that's enough to trigger off Kimlev the Rabbinay? Yeah. And if that be the case, why doesn't that apply even to Achiv Malkus? Okay. Now, let's just see for a moment before we try to analyze the logic of the Rash, but let's see textually where he found the source, a proof text for his conclusion. He says that the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in its original, back in Chulin, addresses the following scenario. There was a shochet rishon and a shochte sheni. We're talking about now Oso v'es b'no. Now, what does that mean? If you shecht the mother and its child on the same day, you violate a law, and you get malchus for that. Mm-hmm. Here, there was a unique case. He shechted the mother bird, let's say, for his own purposes, meaning to feed it to his family for dinner, that's fine. But then he took the ben and he shechted it for Avodah Zarah. Which means that at the moment that he shechted the second animal, we'll call it the ben, he incurred two chiyuvim. One is a chiv misa for Avodah Zarah, and two is a chiv malchus for Oso v'es b'no. Okay, now the Gemara says the following. There was a hasra for Oso v'es b'no. So undoubtedly, he should be getting malchus for violating that law. But there was no hasra for the chiv misa for Avodah Zarah. So let's call him chayvei misa shogeg. So in this case, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Loke. Rabbi Yochanan says that in fact we give a Malkus. Now we just finished saying that Rabbi Yochanan admits to Reish Lakish that there is a principle of Chayvei Misa Shogigin. Here he's a Chayvei Misa Shogigin because he worshipped an idol, albeit without Asra, meaning B'Shogig. So that generates a state of Chayvei Misa Shogigin. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say in such a case to get Malkus for Osav Espino? With all due respect, okay, there was Asra for the love of Osav Espino. But the Avera per se, that Shechita, lends itself to a Chayvei Misa. And all you need is lends itself, right? That's all you need. It lends itself to Chiyuv Misa.
All you need is...
Because again, the Chiyuv Misa is Bishoge, correct? So that action of Shechita lends itself to Chiyuv Misa. When I say lends itself, what I mean is that theoretically, he would have been Chiyuv Misa for that very act if somebody had only given him Asra. So what happened to Chiyuv Misa Shogege? Says the Rashba, it's because there we're talking not about a Chiyuv Mamon, but about a Chiyuv Malkus. And the Rashba's premise is that although Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish that Chayvei Misa Shogig and Pturim, but it only, and Kim Lev Rami applies because of the theory of it, but that's only vis-a-vis Mama, but not vis-a-vis Malkus. Reish Lakish Omar Eino Loke. The time of the Milsa, the Patur, the Patur, the Chayvei Misa Shogigin. May Akesha de Makabehema Yalfin in law, for who? Bahu Bimonu. This is Rabbi Yochanan's logic. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, the entire enterprise of Shogigin, we understand in the case of Mammon, right? Because Makabehema, Maka Adam is a case where you destroyed someone else's property. So to go a step further now, and say that even in the case of Chayvei Misa Shogigin, you could potter up Malkus, where there was Asra for Malkus, Zulo Shamanu. That far we didn't go. Just one second. Yeah, let's go back to the source. The original source is Tanur Beichizkiah for Chayvei Misa Shogigin. Well, what kind of case is Chayvei Misa Shogigin there? What are we saying he's potter from based on Chizkiah? Mama, right? Are you with me on this? Mama, because again, we're talking about Make Behema, Make Adam. We're talking about a Chiyuv Mama.
But with Make Adam, you must.
You must, meaning that he's put to death. Ah, oh, you mean to say that that
indicates that Makeh Adam, you must.
You mean that it's a case of Mazid, you mean?
I don't know.
Well, let's see.
It doesn't mean...
Wait, give me a split second here. Just one second, I accidentally closed the Gemara.
Unless I have the wrong...
One second. Yeah. So we're going to have to assume that the word yumas here in this pasuk means a din misa. And that's going to everyone, because that's the yisod of Tanur Beichizkiah.
A din misa.
A din misa. In other words, in order to justify the hekesh between Makeh Behema, Makeh Adam, to say that just like in Makeh Behema he's always chayav, so to Makeh Adam he's always potter, we're going to have to say that... Right? I should have been more precise, but the word always here means even in the shogeg, he's potur. So we're going to have to say that most yumas is the theoretical misa. Meaning, had there been asra, he would have been chayav misa. Most yumas defines the nature of the avera and tells me that even though he was a shogeg, he's potur from tashlumen, but it doesn't say anything about being potur from malchus. Now that's the Rashba, V'chein Das HaRambam, V'perek Gimel Migneva Halacha Aleph, Chayvei Misa Shogim Pturim Tashlumin, Chayvei Malkus Shogigin Chayovim B'Tashlumin. Just one second. So that's going to be Rabbi Yochanan. The Rambam is paskening like Rabbi Yochanan. U'beperek Yud Beis Mishchita Pasak Yasugi Dechulin. Alim the Rabbi Yochanan, the Mehisru Bei Mishum Osov Es Beno, Lo Hisru Bo Mishum Akum Loke. So he gets Malkus. Even though, wait a minute, is this a case? Oh yeah, Mishum Akum, a case where he worshipped in a, he shechted it for the sake of Avodah Zarah. So it's Chayvei Misa Shogegin. And the Rambam says that if they gave Masra for Osav Espino, he'll get Malkus. So obviously the Chiyuv Misa B'Shogeg would not be enough to knock off a Chiyuv Malkus. Now, I'm not sure, honestly, whether we should... I'm trying to juggle my agenda for today. Maybe we'll take a break here and just fast forward to Tav Kuf Pei Gimel. So if you want to like put brackets here, and hopefully we'll come back to it. Okay. Tzorech Biyu. Mahu achiluk shebein miso u'mamun lebein miso u'malkis. V'gam ma'inyim achlukosam shel Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish im chayvi miso shogim p'turim imalkis l'machlukosam im chayv malkis shogigim p'turim imamun. We have a double machlokis. We have the fundamental machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is the case of chayvi malkis shogigim. Reish Lakish says he's potim in a tashlum. Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayv tashlum. Now we have another machlokas in a case of chayvei misa and chayvei malkis. Does he get malkis? Rabbi Yochanan says yes, if he was a shogeg on the chayvei misa. And Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish says no. Well, what's the connection between the two? Vare ikar tam li Rabbi Yochanan had a chayvei malkis lo hukshu liptur tashlumin. Meaning, in the Hekesh of Makeh Behema Makeh Adam, we're not talking about a Chiv Malkus, and therefore Kshlo Hisru Bo Velesle Gzeres Shavu De Rasha Rasha. I will come back to that in a minute. I will Chayvi Misa Shogin in the Hukshu Lefotro Bein Mamon Bein Mi Mamon Bein Mi Malkus. Once we have the Hekesh between Chayvi. Between Makeh Behema and Makeh Adam, and therefore Chayvei Misa Shogim Apturim, is why not assume a Hekesh between Mammon and Malkus? Ah, you see where he adds Gzeres Shavu De Rasha Rasha. Now let's just go back to our sugya here for a minute. This is what Abai says on Rabbi Asya Rasha Rasha. And this is an explanation for Reish Lakish. So if Reish Lakish has this Hekesh, and he assumes that Chayvei Malki is Shogin Pturmin Atashlumin, just like Chayvei Misa Shogin, so then, just once again, Chayvei Misa Shogin. I'm sorry, this last line. Let's see if we can get to the punchline. The Yesh Levayah. The Chiluk Hu Din, number one, Ein Mesu Mishalim. Mi Din, number two, Eino Loke U Mishalim. So there's Eino Mesu Mishalim and Eino Loke U Mishalim. And this is going to give us an insight into the whole sugya of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in all of its permutations, all of its applications. The hada ein loke u'mishalim yalfini le mikra dechi de kedei rishaso. And fast forward, yisoda dinu di eno mishalim shamalkus poteres es hamama. So what does kedei rishaso mean? It's teaching you that malkus generates a p'tur of mama. We cannot be mechayvim two rishayos.
But then he goes on to say that it's not because of a special combination of Malkut and Mamon. It's just Yata Mechayevo B'Shtei Rishayot.
But that's not the same as Misu Misham, that Eino Mesu Misham. Why? Because that's derived from the pasuk Lo Yason, not from Kedei Rishaso. V'hayalfusahi de Misa Poteres Mamon. So the way I understand this is as follows. That the din of Eino Loke Mishalim is fundamentally different than the din of Eino Mesa Mishalim. We should not, in Misa we're saying that Misa generates a p'tur from Mama. But Malkus is not going to generate a p'tur from Mamon. No. The only possibility of explaining the din of Eino Loke Mishalim is based on tying the hands of Beis Din, which means Efshal Chayvo Shtei Rishos, that Beis Din can't generate two Chiyuve Rishayos, two punishments. Right. Let's just think about this. One is a din of Ptur, and the other is a din in Beis Din, that Beis Din cannot be mechayev two rishayos. The nafka mina between the two is going to be a case of shogeg. Why? Because if you're telling me that in Misa it's a din that the chiyuv Misa patas, you can extend that even to a case of shogeg. But if you're telling me that it's halacha addressed to Beis Din, that Beis Din cannot implement two punishments, that only makes sense in the case of Mezid, but not in the case of Shogeg. So you hear Rabbi said the difference between Misa and Malkus. Misa is halacha of generating a p'tur, and you don't pay the mama. But Malkus is halacha that we cannot implement two punishments. Right? Mishum risha achas atoyechol achayvo v'yatam achayvo mishum shtei rishayos. So shogeg is not going to fit in to the case of Malkus. Why? Because it's the din and Beis Din. There's no din and Beis Din in the case of a shogeg. Now that's as far as Chayve Malkus shogeg is concerned. Okay, that's Chayve Malkus. Let's write down Chayve Malkus shogeg. Now, let's go back to the case of Misa and Malkus. So why can't we say that it's halacha of Ptur? Why do we have to say it's halacha in Beis Din? Because let's go back to the parasha. Right, the parasha of Kimle the Rabbinei is Ason. Correct? So there, we're talking about a chiyuv mamon, correct? To pay for the mei vlodos. So we're going to say that Misa generates a p'tur. But we're not talking about a case of Malkus.
What do you mean we're not talking about Malko? Once you have mace, you can't talk about Malko.
Well, no. Let's say he violated both Oso Vespino and Avodah Zarah at the same time, at the same Shechita. So Rabbi Yochanan says, in such a case, if there was Asra for Oso Vespino and there was no Asra for Avodah Zarah, then he's going to get Malkus. So why don't we...
He won't get Misa.
He won't get Misa because there was no Asra for Avodah Zarah. But nevertheless, he will get Malkus. So we're not applying the principle of Shogeg in, of Kimlei Rabbanei and Shogeg. Why not? Because Kimlei Rabbanei and Shogeg is halacha of Ptur. And that halacha of Ptur is derived from Mamon. Or I shouldn't say it's derived from Mamon, but it's derived from a case of Mamon, of Anoshi Onish. Anoshi Onish means Mamon. Right, cross out the words Onosh Yonish and substitute the words Mamon, which means the Bay Vlodos. So this brand new revolutionary halacha of a Ptur which we want to extend even to include a shogeg situation that only applies for mama, vis-a-vis mama. But we don't know that this new brand new halacha p'tur should apply vis-a-vis malchus. He says, "Vahashta plugged to the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish." Bechayve Malchus Shogigin he. I'm sorry. Now the machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is going to be how to define Shogigin in the case of Malchus. In Bechay Gavna Choshev Risha. Le'inya de Sulo Matsinu Lechaive Mamon. Rav Yochanan Sfile de Be'ina Dafka Risha Mesura Lebezdin Sheyuchlu La'anisho Befoel Bemalkis. So Rav Yochanan is of the opinion that Kedei Rishoso, as far as Malkis is concerned, only applies in a Risha Mesura Lebezdin. So let's talk now about a case of shogeg. So if he was chayvi malki shogeg, says Rabbi Yochanan, that's not a risha mesura lebezdin. Holvi ain't a lokin lo karina baby shum risha achas tam chayvo b'shapin and noshim b'mama. Okay, so that's chayvi malki shogeg. And as we discussed, it's not a din of p'tur, but rather it's a din of bezdin. Fine. Now what does that have to do with chayvi misos v'malkis in a case of shogegin? In chayvi malkis shogegin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you need risha mesura lebezdin. That's called befoal. Chayve Malkis Shogigin. Hoil the Enom Lokin Lokrina Baby Shum Rishach as a Toma Chayva Shapin and Oshim Bimoma. Okay, that we discussed. Fresh Lokish Savar Tigam Shogig Choshev Risha Migzera Shava de Rosha Rosha. Oh, make make. Chalachin, gam chayve malki is shogigin, yefshal chayve mama. That's Reish Lakish. Aval chayve misis shogim moder of Yochanan deloan shinin lebe mama. The kan lo be in a risha mesura lebezdin, the etzem a misa poteres es chiyuv hamama. See, I like to say it slightly differently. The etzem ha. Etzem havera, she havera hanitedes lechiyuv misa. That's enough to pater you from mama. But it's a new din of a p'tur in chiyuv mama, and that p'tur is going to apply even in the case of shogeg, and that's based on Tanda Bechizki. Again, in the case of chayvi misas shogegin, we're going to apply this new din of a p'tur. And that's derived from Tanna Dabei Chizkiyahu, the Miso Malkis, the Nafkala Mikra, the Kedei Rishoso, Ein Etzem HaMiso Poteres Es HaMalkis. V'rak She'i Efshel Chayvo Gam Miso V'gam Malkis, Kimo B'Malkis U'mom. Which means that the hands of Bezdin are restricted. They can't impose two punishments.
That's Kedei Rishoso.
That's Kedei Rishoso. Oh, V'lechein, Pligi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, B'chayvei Mises Shogigin U'malkis. Why? Ki Echi the Pligi B'chayvei Malkis Shogig B'mam. Okay, now he's getting to the punchline. The word kihechi. I mean, everything depends upon this kihechi. You know, this analogy. What's the kihechi? Dilrei Shlokish, the Sogeg Nechshav Risha.
Oba Yin and Risha, I'm a little bit in.
Second.
Yeah.
The Rishlokish, Rishlokish. Lo be inon. What does he mean here? The shogeg nechshav risha. But the whole chiddush of Reish Lakish is that shogeg is nechshav risha.
The word shogeg, it would be misa.
Again, ki hechi de pligi bechay ve malki is shogegin. Umaman. So what is Reish Lakish saying? Then in the case of Chayvei Malkis Bishogeg, he's potter from Mammon. Why? The Reish Lakish, Shogeg Nechshav Risha.
Yeah. Yochanan holds it, it's only a Risha if they can carry out the Misa.
Now wait a minute, these words that the Reish Lakish is Shogeg Nechshav Risha, what is he talking about? He's talking about Chayvei Malkis? Or he's making a general statement that includes both Chayvei Misa and Chayvei Malkis? His Nechshav Risha Velo Be'inan Risha Mesura LeBezdin. Maybe he's talking about Chayvei Malkis Shogigim.
Right, then he goes on to say, Gam Chayvei Misos Shogigim Pturim Malkos.
Why? Because
it's
again,
in the realm. It's in the realm of.
If the Shogig still is considered Risha, it's considered Risha. We don't need a Risha Mesura LeBezdin, we just need a Risha. And once we do that, then we apply it to the case of Misa and Malkis. Why do we apply it to the case of Misa and Malkis? Because all we need is a Risha. But how do we know that that applies even in the case of Malkis? Give me one more minute here, because this is complicated, but I think once we get it, I think we'll have it. We'll make a kinyan on it, I hope. Let's see. Okay. Now, as far as Chayvei Malkis Shogin is concerned, Reish Lakish was of the opinion that even though the Malkis doesn't pater you from Mammon, but we cannot implement two punishments. That's not something that Reish Lakish would disagree with, or maybe he will disagree with that. Let's start with Rabbi Yochanan, maybe that's easier. Rabbi Yochanan will say that in Misa, the Torah was machadesh, this new breakthrough, that the Avera per se, even without the Chiv Misa befo'al, is enough to knock off Mammon. But in Malkis, the Torah never said that. So we go back to Kedei Rishoso, which simply means that we can't give him two punishments. But in a case where he was a shogeg on the Chiv Malkis, then let him pay the Mammon. That's according to Rabbi Yochanan, correct?
I'm not sure I understand that.
No?
What does it say? Rabbi Yochanan de Bayin and Dafka Risha Mesur Lebeit Din. It has to be actually carried out. Gam Chayvei Misa Shogegin. So that means that he has been speaking about something other than Chayvei Misa Shogegin up until then.
Mm. All right. You're ahead of me a little bit. I'm sort of backtracking a little to lead up to that sentence. I'm going back to the beginning.
Okay.
I'm on a paragraph that starts Vahashta on the previous page. That's where I'm up to. Even though we've done it, I feel we have to do it again.
Okay, good.
She says the following. Rav Yochanan requires what's called Risha Mesura Lebezd. And Chayvi Malki's Shogin is not a Risha Mesura Lebezd. So according to Rav Yochanan, everything depends upon before.
Before.
Hence, Chayvi Malki's Shogin will pay. Good. Now, we go to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Sabar. The Gam Shogeg Choshev Risha. Now notice, it's not a Risha Masudal Bezdin,
no,
but it's a Risha.
Right. According to Rav Yochanan, once you say it's a Risha, it has to be a Risha Masudal Bezdin.
In order to apply Kimlev the Rami, right?
Yeah.
Or today Rishosa, to be more specific. But in Reish Lakish, even a Shogeg is considered a Risha. But again, he doesn't say it's a Risha Masudal Bezdin because that can't be if he's Shogeg. But it's a Risha such that now we can include it in the Gzeirah Shava of Rasha Rasha. Mm-hmm. So even a Shogeg is considered a Risha. That I think is a major breakthrough here. Now I'm not sure what he means by Gzeirah Shava. Is he saying that that is derived from the Gzeirah Shava, or that makes it included in the Gzeirah Shava? I don't know. Risha Risha actually... we don't need any proof that we're talking about... Ah, wait a minute. Risha Risha doesn't say anything about Shogeg. It's only the Gzeirah Shava that's going to tell you Shogeg. So what is this Gzeirah Shava teaching me? The Gzeirah Shava, according to Reish Lakish, is teaching me that a Shogeg is considered Risha.
Exactly.
And he's going to apply that even in the case of Chavi Malkis. Now, just for a matter of a side concern here of mine, does Rabbi Yochanan have this Gzeirah Shava Risha? Risha Risha? I don't know.
What has he learned in it?
Yeah, I want to leave that on the back burners for a minute, but just to throw it out there. Now, Vilachen, on the next page. Kam Chayvi Malki Shogigini Efsha Lechayvo Mamon. Why? Because that would be a double, that would be a Kedei Rishaso of two Rishos, right? Because we just finished saying that even a Shogeg is considered a Risha. So again, we're shifting the emphasis here from the punishment to the nature of the Avera.
Yeah.
And the nature of the Avera has to reach the standards of Risha, and Reish Lakish derives that even a Shogeg fits the standards of Risha, can be classified as Risha.
Because were he to have had the Hasra, he would have been put to death.
Well, right now I'm talking about Chayvi Malkis. So all I'm trying to say is that Reish Lakish is going to apply the principle of Kedei Rishasa to Chayvi Malkis Shogegin, because even in the case of a Shogeg, you are considered a Risha. And if you're considered a Risha, then we equate it through this Gzeirah Shava with Chayvi Misos, and therefore we're going to knock off the Chiyuv Mamon. Now we didn't get to Miso Malkis yet, that's the pinnacle of our whole analysis. So if we succeed there, we'll be in good shape.
And is this the Chayve Malkis Shogegin, is that because if he were to have received Hasra, then he would have received the Malka?
I think that's a fair assumption.
Okay. So that's a fair premise, logic. Okay.
The truth is, it could be that you could introduce the concept here of negligence, of Pshia. Maybe Reish Lakish holds that when the Torah is telling me that even Shogeg is considered Risha.
Shogeg is
just one second. No. Let's emphasize the word Lachen. In other words, why is Shogeg considered Risha? The answer, I think, to that question is negligence. Not because if he had a Hasra, he would be Chayv Malkis. You don't have to introduce that. He was guilty of a scenario which brought about a violation of a Chiyuv Malkis. Let's say, for example, there's a piece of chalev on the table, and he says, "Well, I thought it was shumar." Well, why don't you check it out before you ate it? So that kind of shogeg is a risha. There's an element of risha here. That's why the Torah gave us a parasha of chatos, right? Because of a shogeg. Oh, now once we classify chayve, chayve malkus shogegin as a risha, then it becomes, shall I say, incorporated into the gzeirah shava of risha risha, and that's going to tell me that just like in chiyuv misa, this halach of kimlev the rabbi, even though he was a shogeg, so too in chiyuv malkus, even though he's a shogeg, he's going to be considered. He's going to knock off the chiyuv mamon based on kimlev the rabbi. Now, Rabbi Yochanan is moded to Reish Lakish in the case of chayvei misa shogegin. Right, and here's where he introduces again. He repeats this svara that he said before about etzem hamisa. What does he call it here? He calls it etzem hamisa. Now, I don't know what he means by etzem hamisa. I think he means an avera shemachayevets misa. That's enough to pat you up from mama.
Yeah.
Even if you're a shogi.
Yeah. Ben Chizki.
Right. Oh, now let's get to Misu Malkus. Avol Misu Malkus, the Nafka Mikro Dikdei Rishoso. Ein Etzem HaMisa. Oteres Es HaMalkus. Why? Is that because the parish is only talking about mamon, like we said, Dmei Vlados? I'm not sure what he's saying over here. This is where then we get to the punchline. I have to understand this punchline. He said, "V'rak she efshal lechaimo gam misa v'gam malkus kimo b'malkus u'mamon." So to din in risha amasur lebezdin, I guess he's saying. So again, I don't know.
It's because of today Mishaso. Yeah. It's not because of Etzem HaMisa.
Why? Because it can't be included under...
Can't have two.
Under Lo Yason, because there we're talking about Dmei Vlados, so we're not talking about Malkus. Why can't we assume that just like Etzem HaMisa Poteres Mi Mamon, Etzem HaMisa Poteres Mi Malkus? I'm going back to square one again. You know, why... I mean, this is exactly what's boggling our minds. That why should it be that Misa poteres mi malkus, but Misa is not... I'm sorry, that Misa is poteres mi moment, but Misa is not poteres mi malkus. And the answer is because we don't have the Pasuk Ason yet. Yemiyah Ason Anoshi Anesh. Why don't we have that Pasuk? Because the subject of that Pasuk is Mama, not Malkus. Anoshi Anesh means Mama. Remember, we tried to cross out those two words,
right, so
and substitute
stuck.
Mama. Right?
You can't use that, so you have to go back to you Kedei Rishasa. And Kedei Rishasa doesn't really care what
it doesn't create a Ptur. Kedei Rishasa can never contain a Ptur. It's only Rosh HaMasura LeBezdin, correct? So now I understand Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Now what about Reish Lakish? So he says that Reish Lakish, all you need is risha, and every shogeg is called risha. Once it's risha, it's included in the gzeirah shava, and it takes us back to the parsha of Lo Yason. Now, again, I don't know if this is what you call lundus, or this is more mathematics. I'm not 100% sure. But the truth is, I don't have to care about that right now. If I can get by with mathematics, that's, you know, with mechanics, then that's good enough for me. So again, mechanically, what everything boils down to is what could be included in Risha Risha, next Zerah Shava, and lead me back to my paradigm case of Misa, where the Torah generates a new halach of a poteres, which could apply even in the case of Shogeg, when it's not Mesura Lebezdin. And the question is whether Shogeg fits into this Gzeres Shava of Risha Risha, or it does not. According to Reish Lakish, Shogeg is called Risha, and I'm adding by virtue of the negligence. That could apply to a Chiv Malkus as well. So if the Chiv Malkus now is included in Risha, we're going to equate it to Ason Inia Ason Onoshi Anesh, which means that even in a case of Shogeg, there'll be a Ptur. So now, let's say we have two cases of Shogeg. We have Shogeg in a Chiv Misa, and Shogeg in a Chiv Malkus. So let's start with Shogeg in a Chiv Misa. Here, we clearly have the pasuk of Anoshi Anesh because of Tana Dvei Chizkia. Right? Tana Dvei Chizkia, which is talking about Makeh Adam, and tells me that even in the case of Shogeg, he's potter from Tashlumin. And that's clearly a case of poteris. Oh, but now, Rabbi Yochanan asks himself the following question. Do we apply that to Chayvei Malkius? And say the Chayvei Malkius, Shogegin, would also be potter from Tashlumin. And the answer to that is that Chayvei Malkius is derived from Kedei Rishasa, so it's only a din of Risha Masur Lebes. There's no din of an Onish HaPoter, and therefore, in the case of Malkus and Mammon, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if there's no Risha Masur Lebes, because there was no Asra, then he's going to have to pay for the damages. So that's a case of Malkus Ummon, where he was a Chayvei Malkios Shogeg. So that would be like our first Mishnah in Elul Na'as, Chayvei Malkios Shogeg. So he's going to pay. And why does he pay? Because this is derived from Kedei Rishos. Mm-hmm. Risha Masur Lebes. Now, Reish Lakish's goal is to take the case of Malkus and put it back into the parish of Ason Yion, Lo Yason Anoshi Anesh, of Misa. Because once he does that, then he could say that skip, just completely circumvent this concept of Misrul Lebezdin and just talk about a poter. And how does Reish Lakish accomplish this goal? Through the Gzeres Shava of Risha Risha, because he classifies Shogeg as a case of Risha. So Chayvei Malkius Shogegin, insofar as it's classified as a Risha, it is now placed back into the Gzeres Shava of Risha Risha, meaning it goes back into the paradigm case of Ason of Chayvei Misas, where there's a din of a Ptur. So to the same extent that a Chiv Misa could generate a Ptur, so to a Chiv Malkus could generate a Ptur. Now we get to the case of Misa and Malkus. So let's just see. The original Lo Yason Yonoshi Anesh, that's addressing a case of Mama. So by what right do you have to say that Misa could generate a Ptur of Malkus? We know that Misa could generate a Ptur of Mama, but we don't have any basis, any source for Misa generating a Ptur of Malkus. Correct? Hence, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that in the case of Misa Malkus, if there was no Misa, then there's going to be Malkus. Why? Because it's no longer Misrul Abezdin. If Misa is not Misrul Abezdin, there's nothing that would in any way inhibit Bezdin from implementing the Chiyuv Malkus. Oh, so where does Reish Lakish come in? In the case of Misa and Malchus, he's going to tell you that. And when I say Misa Malchus, I mean he was a shogeg for the feet of Misa. Maybe I shouldn't forget to overemphasize that. So the answer is that we're going to expand the parasha of Ason Yoson. That Ason Lo Yason is not limited to Mamon, but applies even to Misa. What gives Reish Lakish the ability? Even to Malchus. What gives Reish Lakish the ability to expand that to Malchus? And the answer is because of the Gzeres Shava Risha Risha, and the assumption that what that Shogeg in Malchus is also considered Risha. Hence we put the case of Malchus back into the parasha of Ason Yoson. So again, to say that there's some sort of a philosophical breakthrough here, that I wouldn't say. What I would say is that we have some sort of mechanics here where we can understand this machlokus. So what pages do you have just for tomorrow? I want to make sure. You have Shin Tzadi Zayin and Shin Samadi Ches, correct?
Yes.
That for sure you have.
And Tet and Tav.
Okay, fine. But what I want to know for tomorrow is, do you have Tav Lamed Vav and Tav Lamed Zayin? You have that as well.
Yes.
All right, so let's put these extra pages into the archives because we want to use them, B'li Neder, tomorrow. And we'll see if we can... if we can make any progress.
Into the archives.
Thanks. All right, we'll take a break now for Mincha, and we'll see what we can do with this tomorrow. So this would be hopefully an introduction to tomorrow, and we'll try to finish this up tomorrow.